Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Turn with me, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 11. Pastor Josh has been sharing with you some great truths on Sunday morning. I thought this would be a good one. I prayed and felt like the Lord spoke this into my spirit. And I just want to minister to you and take a moment and teach along the lines of faith facts. I'm going to give you three facts about faith that will help you. How many of you know right now is a good time to have strong faith? Amen. It takes faith, praise God, if we're going to get anywhere in this life. And so it's a good time to just strengthen our faith and hear what God has to say about it. Hebrews chapter 11, we'll begin in verse 1, says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Verse 2, "For by the elders obtained a good report or good testimony." Then you drop down to verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Let's pray. Father, we thank you now for your holy word. We trust you, Lord, to grant us utterance, and we thank you, Lord, for working with us and manifesting the Word in our lives and bringing the reality of it in our hearts and lives. And Lord, we just praise you now and set ourselves to receive this Word and to be doers of this Word, and we give you praise for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, God begins this 11th chapter by giving us His definition of faith. If you want to know what faith is, this is the verse that you find God's definition. I don't care what man says faith is. This is what God says faith is. Amen. And in verse Hebrews 11, 1, in the Amplified, it brings it out a little bit more clear. He says it this way. "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses." Now, that's a ton of information right there. First of all, he says, "Now faith is." You ever notice that if you take those three words in any way you say them, it's always faith, is always present tense, it's always now. Now faith is now, now is faith. And then you could turn around and make it a question, is faith now? And the answer is yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And so faith is always in a present tense with God. God wants us to move over into a place where we're not believing He's going to be God, but we believe He is God. Yeah. Amen. We're not going to believe that God's going to move for us someday. We believe God's moving for us right now. And you notice here, the last part of that verse 1 in the Amplified said, "Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses." That tells me this: I can't be ruled by the natural and walk by faith because I can't let my senses determine. How many of you have been in a place where, you know, your senses, your, you know, what you're feeling, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, the circumstances, surroundings about you look contrary to what you're asking God to do for you? Amen. See, over in the Old Testament, you got Jonah, and you know, Jonah missed God and he got swallowed by a big fish. Amen. And so he was in a whale of a trouble. Hallelujah. You can say it that way. Okay, that's a little corny. But anyway, praise God. You know what I'm saying. But inside the fish, he could not see anything. He cried out to God. He repented and spoke out to God. And finally, he said, "I will yet still thank God and praise God in his holy sanctuary." And he began to praise God and began to thank him. And he said this in the King James. It says, "They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy." You know what he did? He said, "I can't go but what I see. I can't go but what I feel. I can't let my natural senses. In fact, my senses are lying to me. Because I believe, even though it doesn't look like I've got any way out, I have to believe that God is doing something for me right now." And you know, he didn't know that God had already spoke to that fish and told it to take him to right where he's supposed to be. Amen. But he was believing it. He was standing in faith on it, praise God. And that's what he says in the first part. "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality." In other words, Jonah had a conviction in his heart that God had heard him right there in the belly of that whale. It didn't matter what it looked like and all the stuff is going on. He believed that God was answering his prayer, and he began to give praise and thanksgiving to God right there in the midst of that. How many of you know if you're going by what you see and by what you feel, you're not going to be praising God? Amen. You're going to be, you know, why me, Lord? So he says faith is a spiritual force. Faith is something that operates out of my heart. Faith operates out of my relationship with God. Amen. Now, notice that he says up here also, now faith is the assurance. Faith gives me an assurance in my heart that God's going to get me through this. Faith is the confirmation. I don't see any confirmation out here, but faith is telling me that I have it. So therefore, faith is my confirmation until I receive the manifestation of what I'm believing for. Amen? Then he says this, faith is the title deed of the things we hope for. What's a title deed? A title deed is the legal document that tells you you have something. Yeah. Amen? Now, this is the thing. That tells me that if somebody walks up to you and says, here's the title deed to a home on such and such a street and such a town, and you look at it and it's a legal document, you are a homeowner even though you've never seen the home. You've never walked in it. You've never been on the front porch. But the title deed is in your hands, which means that home is legally now yours. You have a right to go to that street address, walk up, open the door, and go in that place because it was yours before you saw it. Yeah. Amen? Faith is the title deed of that which we haven't seen, the assurance that God's doing and the conviction that God's right there. Faith tells me I have it even though I haven't seen it. I don't feel it. It doesn't look like it's working. I have the deed to it. God said it's mine. Get out of my way, Mr. Devil. I'm walking through to my place in God. Amen. This is my victory. This is my healing. This is my deliverance. This is my provision. Whatever it is you're believing and hoping for, faith becomes the title deed. Faith becomes that assurance in your heart that I've got it, even though I can't feel it or see it yet. Amen? Just like Jonah in that whale's belly. He had the conviction, but he also had the title deed. He had faith in God, and that faith was his title deed. He hadn't seen Nineveh yet, but he had the deed to it. And when it didn't look like it was working, the next thing you know, he was spit out of that whale's mouth right up on the beach and ran through that town for a few days preaching, repent or, you know, turn or burn. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, he was going to do what God told him to do. Hallelujah. And see, that's what faith is for. Faith is to get you back into the place where you can do what God is asking you to do. Come on, it's getting you back in that place where you're obedient to God, you're living the way God wants you to live, doing what God wants you to do. That's what faith was given to you for, amen? So that you could do God's will in your life. In fact, he goes down here in verse 6 and he says this, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So that means this, I have to discover what faith is and grab a hold of it because God says, if I don't get this in my life, I can't live a life that's pleasing to him. Amen. It takes faith to please God. Now, what kind of faith is it that pleases God? For he who comes to God must believe. Doesn't say suggest that he, you know, has a good idea or thinks it might. No, he says he must believe. You got it. You got faith believes. Amen. And he says you've got to believe. You can't walk in faith if you don't get your believing right. Well, what am I going to believe? For he that comes to God must believe that he is. What does that mean? You got to believe God is. You got to believe that God is real and heaven is real and the kingdom is real and the word is real. Angels are real. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? You got to believe that God's power is real. God is who he says he is. Why would you even approach God if you didn't believe he was God? Come on. See, a lot of us, we don't believe God is really God. Why? Because we go whining and crying to him and moaning and groaning. And, you know, we think our problem is so big and God's some little old something sitting up there on a little old throne. Weak and hardly can get by. But faith says God is the greater one. God is almighty. God is God and he is my God. And I'm going to approach him like he is truly God. That he's bigger than my problem, that he's the creator, that he is King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. So he that comes to God must believe that he is, And then what? That he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him or inquire of him. Meaning what? We got to believe that God is not only God, but he's a good God. Amen. God is going to bless me and help me with what I need. He is not going to hold out on me. David said in the Psalms, he will not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly before him. James said, every good gift and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is always God. In Malachi 3, he said this, I'm the Lord, I change not. Praise God. Hebrews 13, it says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we come to God, and we got to believe he is, and that God will reward me with what he said he would do in his word. Amen? Amen. And so when I come to God, I come expecting to get an answer. When I come to God, I'm expecting to get a breakthrough. When I come to God, I'm expecting to get healed or delivered or whatever it is I'm needing. My reward is going to come from him. Amen? But now, let's go over here to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 11. See, you're not only supposed to have faith there to come to God, but Galatians chapter 3 and verse 11 says this. He says that we're to live by faith. He says, but that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just, the righteous, those who have been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ and made just in God's eyes, shall live by faith.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I pray that you enjoyed today's broadcast and the word is ministering to your heart. I want to thank you for letting me to speak into your lives and to be able to share the word of God with you. And I want to take a moment here at the end of the program to just give you a special announcement that of something that's great is coming up. We're going to have our Darylfman Ministries Winter Bible Seminar, and it's going to start on Sunday, February 28th and go through Wednesday, March the 3rd. And so we want you to come on out and be a part of these services. The service will be at New Life Church, 1101 Cedar Crest Drive, right here in Huntington, West Virginia. And the service times will be 7 p.m. nightly. So come on out. Actually, we'll be in the Sunday morning service sharing in the regular church service at New Life Church, and then begin Sunday night at 7. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 7 p.m. we'll be sharing on the outpouring of God's Spirit and getting ready for the times of refreshing that the Lord's coming. You know, I believe we all need a time of refreshing. We all need to come and receive a fresh anointing and prepare ourselves to be a part of what God is getting ready to do. And I believe he's going to be pouring out his Spirit. He's going to be sending times of refreshing, and good things are on the way. So this will be a great time to get yourself renewed, come and hear the word, get under the ministry, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to have a great time. So that's our Winter Bible Seminar, and it's going to be held at New Life Church on February, beginning Sunday, February the 28th, going through Wednesday night, March the 3rd at 7 p.m. nightly. So come on out, New Life Church, 1101 Cedar Crest Drive, right here in Huntington, West Virginia, and join me for our DHM Winter Bible Seminar. This year, we're getting ready for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.